First in number 70, 18, Roe against Wade. Mrs. Weddington, you may proceed whenever you're ready.
Mr. Chief Justice, and may it please the court. We are once again before this court to ask relief against the continued enforcement of the Texas abortion statute and ask that you affirm the ruling of the three-judge court below, which held our statute unconstitutional for two reasons. The first, that it was vague, and the second, that it interfered with the Ninth Amendment right of a woman to determine whether or not she would continue or terminate a pregnancy.
Regardless of the purpose for which the statute was originally enacted or the purpose which keeps it on the books in Texas today, you would agree, I suppose, that one of the important factors that has to be considered in this case is what rights, if any, does the unborn fetus have?
That's correct. Was it
critical to your case that the fetus not be a person under the due process clause?
It seems to me that it is critical first that we prove this is a fundamental interest on the behalf of the woman, that it is a constitutional right.
Oh, and yes, second, but how about the fetus?
Okay, and second, that the state has no compelling state interest. Okay, and the state is alleging a compelling state interest.
Yes, but I'm just asking you, under the federal constitution, is the fetus a person for the purpose of the protection of the due process clause?
All of the cases, the prior history of this statute, the common law history, would indicate that it is not. The state has shown no...
Would you lose your case if the fetus was a person?
Then you would have a balancing of interest.
You have anyway, don't you?
Excuse me? If the state could show that the fetus was a person under the 14th Amendment, or under some other amendment or part of the Constitution, then you would have the situation of trying, you would have a state compelling interest, which in some instances can outweigh a fundamental right. I think, had there been established that the fetus was a person under the 14th Amendment or under constitutional protection, then there might be a differentiation. In this case, there has never been established that the fetus is a person or that it's entitled to the 14th Amendment rights or the protection of the Constitution. It would be inconsistent to decide that after birth, various classifications of persons would be subject to the death penalty or not. But here we have a person, the woman, entitled to fundamental constitutional rights, as opposed to the fetus prior to birth, where there is no establishment of any kind of federal constitutional rights.
Well, do I get from this, then, that your case depends primarily on the proposition that the fetus has no constitutional rights?
It depends on saying that the woman has a fundamental constitutional right and that the state has not proved any compelling interest for regulation in the area. Even if the court at some point determined the fetus to be entitled to constitutional protection, you would still get back into the weighing of one life against another.
That's what's involved in this case? Weighing one life against another?
No, Your Honor. I said that would be what would be involved if the facts were different and the state could prove that there was a person for the constitutional right.
If it were established that an unborn fetus is a person within the protection of the 14th Amendment, you would have almost an impossible case here, would you not?
I would have a very difficult case.
Certainly would. Because you'd have the same kind of thing. You'd have to say that this would be the equivalent to after a child was born. If the mother thought it bothered her health having a child around, she could have it killed. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Within what framework should this question be decided? Should it be a theological one,
yes,
or a philosophical one, or a medical one, or are we confined here to dealing with...
I think, Your Honor, that the court...
Constitutional meaning of it.
I wish I could answer that. I believe that the court must take the medical research
and apply it to our Constitution the best it can. I said I'm without envy of the burden that the court has. I think that possibly we have an opportunity to make one of the worst mistakes here that we've ever made.